Stephanie Chandonite, Stephanie Steffanie, Chandonite, Chandonite. Date of birth is 3/23/1979. This is for date of service 3/1/2023. Mrs. Chandonite is a 43-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her Hashimoto's thyroiditis and history of hypoglycemia. The patient has a history of gastric bypass surgery in 2008. She has a history of anemia, prolonged QT intervals, depression, anxiety, asthma, ulcerative colitis, and interstitial cystitis. She follows a low acid diet. She also has a history of migraine headaches and anemia. She has multiple drug allergies and is also allergic to blue dye. For her hypothyroidism, she is on Synthroid 200 micrograms plus 50 micrograms once daily for a total daily dose of 250 micrograms daily. She states that she had a thyroid ultrasound over a year ago. The patient reports that she has postprandial hyperglycemia. This only occurs in the postprandial state where her blood sugar drops below 70. She denies any hypoglycemia in the fasting state. She reports that her fasting blood sugars are always within normal limits and less than 100 but greater than 70. Plan number one, for her hypothyroidism, my recommendation is to maximize the absorption of her thyroid medication and change her to Tyrosint liquid, 137 micrograms, two capsules daily. This will be a total daily dose of 274 micrograms daily, and recheck a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Her last TSH was 11.93, and this was when she was on the Synthroid 250 micrograms daily. That is why we are going up on the Tyrosint and changing her to the liquid formulation. Next number, I have also ordered a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules. Next number, for her hypoglycemia, this is reactive hypoglycemia secondary to gastric bypass surgery in 2008. Recommend eating a combination of foods that have carbohydrates, fats, and protein with all meals. In addition to this, we will try to slow down the absorption of her carbohydrates by placing her on Rybelsus 3 milligrams once daily, and we are using this off-label, and the patient is aware and is agreeable to the plan. Next number, the patient has a glucagon at home that she may use for severe hypoglycemia, blood glucose less than 40. Next number, I have also prescribed a Freestyle Libre 3 for the patient that she may check her blood sugar and bring this record with her during her follow-up visit to review the results. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.